Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. At speakerspathway.com, if you go there, you're going to be able to see some messages of inspiration, hope, and support there right in the middle of the front of the homepage. And we've got over 150 speakers listed there, ladies and gentlemen, and they have just been sharing messages of inspiration, hope, and support during this pandemic time. So please go there. Most importantly, may I ask if you'd be kind enough to be able to get in touch with the individual speaker that you really resonated with on their talk and shared with someone else. And most importantly, please let that speaker know that you really appreciated them taking their time out of their busy schedule to share their messages or their message of inspiration, hope, and support. In addition to being supported by the good guys at speakerspathway.com, we're also supported by the 6-Minute Webinar. And I've got with me Mr. Bill Heinrich. He's one of the executive training directors at speakerspathway.com, but he was the brainchild behind the 6-Minute Webinar. Mr. Bill, welcome to the show, number one. Number two, would you be kind to share a few words about the 6-Minute Webinar, sir?
Good morning, Jim. Yes, I would love to, and I'm very glad to be on the show. This has been a lot of fun, all the interesting people, and we've got somebody really fantastic on today.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what I've learned with the 6-Minute Webinar. The most fascinating part of it is the clarity that you get to nail your niche, to find one thing and to create an opportunity to speak to your perfect customer. That's what the 6-Minute Webinar gives somebody. It's very powerful, isn't it, Jim?
It certainly is, because it reaches out and it grabs you there. Because how many times we've all been on webinars and the person just goes on and on and on with the problem. And when you get so burned out, you know, you want to click off and say, do you really want to leave? Yes, I'm done. But see, within 6 minutes, you go from the alpha to the omega, even with a call to action that is incredible. It really is. So go to 6-Minute Webinar, SIXMinuteWebinar.com, and check it out. We got a video there that shows everything that we do. And let us know. Give us some feedback. Most importantly, try it. You can try it for $99, believe it or not. I mean, just think about all the money you can save there in advertising and focus your energy into a positive direction. It's kind of like funneling it right down to the customers that you need. That's the power of it. And Mr. Bill, today we got a young lady on, and we know her very, very, very well. She's been with us before. She's a member of the Speakers Pathway Coalition at speakerspathway.com. But let me tell you what. Ladies and gentlemen, and as Bill, as you know too, this lady is a powerhouse, isn't she, brother?
There is absolutely no question about it, and it's my pleasure to introduce Kimberly Sue Miner from Holistic Living. How are you, Kimberly?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you, Bill.
What's new and exciting? What are you doing these days? You're always brewing something up to help people out. What are you working on now?
Well, number one, just recently, I have changed the name of my company. It is no longer Holistic Living Health and Wellness. I am now the Kimberly Miner Network.
Wow. Yeah, I like that. Go ahead, Kimberly.
It's fresh. It's only a couple of weeks old, and I've changed the name because I keep bringing different aspects into the company. And the newest and greatest is that I have now brought in the Envision You Women's Transformational Summit, which was supposed to be live, but then, just like everyone, the pandemic hit, and I had to pivot like everyone else. And so the first summit went global, and so it went virtual. And
wow.
It was extremely successful, and we had so many women there, and we touched so many lives. I can't tell you how many women I had on social media, texts, phone calls, emails telling me how much I changed their lives forever. And out of that, we created the Envision You membership, where I interview entrepreneur women on a weekly basis. We're getting ready to have the very first entrepreneurial Zoom event for women to come together on a regular monthly basis to talk about what entrepreneurship is for women. We're getting ready to have the second summit. I mean, it's just incredible what continues to happen. And so I needed something bigger to be able to hold all these different things that keep getting created.
It's really amazing, Kim, because, you know, most of our audience is ladies. It really is. And it's because, I think it's because Bill and Don are so good looking, you know. But my point being, we attract a lot of ladies because they're interested in good information, good infotainment, and most importantly, seeing what you're going to be talking to us today about empowering women to be the best version of themselves. You've got a lot of experience in what went well down that pathway that you walked and the lessons learned. Is that right, Kim?
It is. There's been a lot of mistakes along the way. There's been a lot of challenges that I've learned along the way that I have. They've been a lot of wonderful lessons, though. You know, we have a choice in life, and we can look at it two different ways. We can look at it, one, to break down and have a breakthrough, or we can just break down and let it be the end all. And I chose to be the, as a breakthrough for me. And the biggest lesson that I can give to every single person listening is that all adversities in our life, we can't be ashamed of any single one of them. We need to own every single one of the adversities that happen in our life, because they're part of us. They're part of our characteristic. They make us who we are. We need to own them, because we get to be a better version of ourselves every single day. And we get to be a better person and become who it is that we want to be. And so that is what it is that I am trying to teach other women in my journey as an entrepreneur, as a woman, is that getting that message out to as many, many women as I possibly can.
You know, Kim, that's so true. The challenges, the trials, the tribulations, the lessons, all of the difficult times we've been through, we have been through those literally so we can share them with others and help others see that we're all going through the same thing. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. There was a time, and you know me well enough to know that there was so many years and a time that I would go to share my story, and I was so hesitant because I was ashamed and embarrassed of my story, and I was hesitant. And now I'm not ashamed at all. I, quite honestly, I'm proud to and wear it with a badge of honor, because it actually shows what growth that I've, where I've come from. And it shows what it is that I can get through. And it shows just how powerful I am and what it is that I can conquer. And all of us can learn, and we can wear our adversity with a badge of honor.
Yeah, it's your willingness to do that that's led you to such great success, because that really makes it authentic as you're speaking to other women. And I know, I love your new name, by the way.
Thank you.
That really, there's great energy in it. I mean,
yeah.
It really fits, doesn't it, Jim?
It really does, because it's ladies and gentlemen, Bill and I, we know Kim very well, and it's a true reflection of who she is from the heart level. And I tell you what, I mean, she's a ball of fire. So you ladies out there that's listening in, even some of you guys, I mean, hey, don't be shy, because Kim is a ball of fire. She can help you in your hour of need. She'll go the extra mile. And if you're serious, she's serious, because I've seen that in action, Kim. I tell you, I just salute you. I just love everything about you, because you're just a wonderful person, a wonderful lady. You're all heart, and I just admire that in you. We got about 2 minutes left, but Kim, go ahead and share some more things with us, please.
One of the biggest things that I can share with other women is that, especially women who are on the edge of trying to decide where it is that they want to go, as far as, you know, right here and now, where we are in this space right now, is that so many of them may be in a spot where they don't have that position that they had before, and they're like, what do I do? And do I want to go in that spot of being an entrepreneur? Go for it. Jump free. Just go and let your wings fly and see where it takes you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because if you're not willing to try, and if you're not willing to fail, you're 100% guaranteed that you're not going to succeed at anything, because you got to be willing to fall down, skin your knees, so you can get back up. And, you know, I don't know of anyone, anywhere, any place, any time that's been successful in life that hasn't overcome failure. That's a prerequisite for success. We got about 30 seconds left, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you right now, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wanted to talk about that failure real quick. I call it failing forward.
Failing forward. I like that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Secret Cuisines and Sacred Rituals is a quest, a place, and a feast. Join host Vilasi Venkatachalam every week to explore myths, mystique, old medicine, and brilliant modern solutions through a dazzling kaleidoscope of cuisines, cultures, and cures. This is the place where tribes gather, strangers and familiars, to be memory keepers and makers of our evolving, enduring, evergreen, spoken legacy of wisdom and ingenuity. In Velasi's words, when we do old things in new ways and new things in old ways, we paint with an inspired palette, weave our own healing traditions, and become our own guru. Velasi is a troubadour of secret cuisines and sacred rituals. She collects stories of wisdom, ingenuity, and grit. She believes wellness and transformation happen when you stand at the threshold of delight and discovery. She displays her hidden penchant for drama when she leads the safari at the supper club. Her favorite pastime is to to extol the marvels of cuisines, cultures, and cures to her audience in workplaces, seminars, and salons. Her mantra is, be your own guru. She is a biochemist, botanist, and alchemist who likes to churn delightful, useful things from a brew of art and science, ancient and evolving, old medicine and new cures. Join Velocity every Friday.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, joined by Mr. Bill Heinrich, and I got to brag on Mr. Bill some. He's got this great book available for you called Clarity Has No Story. You just go to myfreebook.me. M is in Mike, E is in Echo, and just put your information in there, and Bill will shoot that out fast. In fact, he's got so many stuffed in there, it'll just jump automatically right into your email box. And we're so glad that you tuned in today. We got Kimberly Miner with us today. Oh my goodness, ladies, especially the ladies, this lady is a powerhouse. Bill and I know her personally. We've known her for some time. We've seen her in action. She is one incredible lady with an incredible heart. And Mr. Bill, I know you would agree with that, wouldn't you, sir?
No question about it. You know, and before the break, we were talking about being more transparent about our past, about things that have happened to us, where we used to learn to hide those as scars. By sharing them, it really helps other people. And as we were talking about failing, you know, I call it failing forward, because the most important thing about failing, first of all, there's really no such thing, right? It's an attempt to do something that doesn't work out in the manner that it should, and you correct and figure out how to do it. But if you're not failing, then you're doing things you've done all your life. You're not learning anything new. To step into new arenas, to take chances, and I really want Kim to speak about this, to do some of the things like she's done in expanding her network and helping other people out. It's all a learning process, isn't it, Kim?
It is, Bill. It's a step-by-step process. You know, and let me start by explaining that when I made the decision 4 years ago to move from Michigan to Arizona, and I decided to step away from my corporate career and I was going to start my own company, I stepped away from everything that I knew. I stepped away from stability. I stepped away from my entire family. And I decided that it would be a good idea to move to Arizona and start my own company where I knew nobody. Let's start where I know nobody and know nobody where I can network. Because that seems like the bright idea, right? Mm-hmm. And I moved 2,900 miles by myself 2 months after I got out of the hospital after spending 8 weeks in there. And I moved across the country and packed up everything I knew for my entire life, and moved and started from nothing and have built up everything that I have. And I started one step at a time. And I started by figuring out what it is that I knew. And I knew certain things about things that I liked back in Michigan. And so I found what it is that I liked, and I found groups that I liked here in Arizona. And I started meeting people. And by meeting those people, then they turned me on to a networking group in there. And then by that networking group, then I then found the networking group in which was networked together. And then in networked together, then that's where I met some amazing people. You might know them. Don McGrath and Jim Grant.
I thought she was going to say somebody else. I mean, I'm not surprised. Don made the list, but me? I'm speechless.
I know.
I'm speechless. Go ahead.
I know. And then through them, I met
this. Are you talking about the Jim Grant?
I know. And then through them, I met this, like, Bill Heinrich, you know, and he was a pretty cool guy, you know. And then through them, I met other people. And it just kept growing. But it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. And that's the key, is that, you know, when you want to get into, you know, entrepreneurship, or even when you're in a career, if you think that success is overnight, then you're setting yourself up for failure from the beginning. So it is a process. It happens over time. And, you know, for myself, I'm a person that, my background is that, you know, I've been an elite athlete my entire life. And when you're an elite athlete, your drive is that if you just go and put all your energy in it, that you will get something on the other side for all your efforts and stuff. And so there's a learning process, though, that you learn in that. And that is that you have to put effort in. And that's something that has taken me in the process to keep learning to put effort in over and over and over again. And there's that drive. And so I've taken that drive and put it into how can I put that effort out to continue to build, and never give up, because you can't give up. You can't give up. And even when it seems like you're not getting anywhere, that's when you have to have that extra push to go further.
Yeah, that's really amazing, because, Kim, knowing you and the way you are, I mean, I've seen you in action. I mean, when you talk about building, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what. She's talking about building a network of people that helps each other, because that's where her heart is. And if you heard her life story just a few moments ago, what she went through. And this is why that Kim can, she's a subject matter expert in, she actually coaches people about putting the pieces together, because she did that, didn't you, Kim?
I did. I 4.5 years ago, I survived 3 pulmonary embolisms. I came within minutes of dying and spent 8 weeks in the hospital. And, you know, I think about, you know, I revisited a week ago. I just had my ghostwriter here, and I'm writing my life story. And in that, I thought about this, is that I remember being in the hospital, and I had a port put in my arm because they were tired of watching my veins shut down. And as I had that in my arm, and I had an IV pole connected to me, and they wanted me to start getting up and walking around and stuff. And as I had that pull, and I'm walking through the hospital and stuff, and I was going down into the lobby and stuff, and people were looking at me, and I realized people were looking at me and going, boy, there's a sick person. And I remember that feeling of going, wow, I am a sick person, and going, am I ever getting out of here? And I remember going back to my hospital bed and going, am I ever getting out of here? And I made a promise to myself that if I ever got out of here, that my life would forever change. And I said to myself, you need to get your stuff together and deal with whatever the silence has been and get it together. And you were given a second chance, and you will never waste a day again, ever, because you almost didn't have another day. And so how dare you waste another day, ever?
My goodness gracious. I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm visualizing as you're telling that story what you're going through. And, you know, I got to be honest with you, Bill. That makes me feel very, very small when I get aggravated, upset, and don't want to go to the doctor if I've got an ingrown toenail. I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, you're touching my heart, girl, because, you know, it just shows the type of character and commitment and just how much metal that you've got in you. And, Bill, I tell you, when I come across stories like that, it just really touches my heart. And to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just floored. I really don't know what to say. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Bill here.
Well, one thing that I tell people all the time, Jim and Kim and the clients I work with, is people only change for one reason, and that's unwillingness. Mm. And what Kim just described to you was her unwillingness to continue living the life she was living, to live a much fuller life. What were some of the things that you were dissatisfied with in your life, Kim?
There was probably the three top things that I was unsatisfied with is living in silence, living for other people instead of for me. Mm. And living as if there was never any hope.
Mm-hmm. So it was just doing the same thing, just kind of tolerating the mundane, so to speak, on a daily basis.
It was living as if living for the fact that I wanted to be loved so much that I was willing to sacrifice myself over and over again just to feel loved by someone else.
Mm. Yeah. Abandon yourself, right?
Yes, over and over again.
Yeah, I'm really you're at the core of my background. Low self-esteem, lack of self-worth.
Low self-esteem and no worth.
Mm. Yeah, lack of self-worth. In fact, when we come back, we can talk about that, because I think that's information that, you know, I'd love to share.
Yes.
How I was a chameleon, just doing everything to make sure people like me.
Hmm. That'd be a great topic, because a lot of people need to hear that, because when you're very low self-esteem and all, you're just a target for any negative comment that someone says to you, and you take that as gospel, and it just you know, tears you down that much more. And Kim, we're going to be, as Bill said, we're going to be talking about that, because that's a very important topic. There's a lot of people out there, especially right now, that needs to hear this information. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got a break for a commercial to pay the bills, but we'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Have you ever wondered where the terms used in computer speak originated? The word cookie, that packet of information that travels between a browser and web server, is named after the fortune cookie, a cookie with an embedded message. Rebooting the computer is literally pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. The name Google was originally coined in 1938 by Milton Sirota, nephew of mathematician Edward Kasner, during a discussion of large numbers. Google is the number one, followed by 100 zeros. The word Yahoo was originally invented by Jonathan Swift and used in his book Gulliver's Travels. It's a derogatory term for a person who is repulsive in appearance. Yahoo founders Jerry Yang and David Filo selected the name because they considered themselves Yahoos.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. I'm joined by Mr. Bill Heinrich and a beautiful lady by the name of Kim Miner. And we are sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. If you go to SpeakersPathway.com, you can see the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. I've had the privilege of hosting that webinar or that show for several weeks now, in fact, a few months. And I tell you what, they've got some great, great speakers there. We got about 150 speakers there. They got great messages. And just take a look at them, because I know if you're looking for, you know, some inspiration or hope or support in something, we have a speaker there that can fit your needs, probably two or three, to be honest with you. But do me a favor, not only listen to their message, share it with someone else that you know, and please let that speaker know thank you, because everyone likes to have a good thank you for all of the effort that they put forward. We're also sponsored by 6-Minute Webinar. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And Bill Heinrich was one of the key people. In fact, he was the guy that came up with the original idea, but, you know, and it just came from there. And Mr. Bill, if you'd be so kind to share a little bit about the 6-Minute Webinar with the folks, I'd appreciate it, sir.
Well, I'm very excited about the 6-Minute Webinar. We're just launching it. You can find out about it at SIXMinuteWebinar.com, not the number, but spell it out. It takes you through a process that shows you how to find clarity for any particular portion of your business and the call to action and the service you want to provide. It's a fascinating framework that you can use over and over and over again in every area of your life. You know, that clarity that you get from the 6-Minute Webinar, Jim, is really similar to what Kim was talking about before. And she was calling it the process of expansion and growth. And I now refer to that as it's actually just a process of looking for clarity. You're just out to get more clarity, to understand more so that you can make higher choices. Before the break, I didn't have this clarity before. It was 25 years ago for me, Kim, that I did the same thing you did, literally walked away from my life. And because I wanted to find out how miserable I was. And we were talking a little bit about low self-esteem before. And I had such low self-esteem that I was always seeking people's approval outside of me. So I went and did the same thing. I left on a journey 25 years ago, Kim, and I never came back. I'm still on it. And it is, you know, it's a day-by-day process, because as you learn more, Kim, you know, I'd like you to speak about this a little bit. As you learn more, you're always in the process of creation, because you get more information, then you're like, oh, it can look like this. And then when you start getting clarity on that, it's like, oh, and it can look like that. Right, Kim? How has that been in all the development and expansion of the Kimberly Miner Network?
You are spot on. You know, I'd like to answer that in reflection to the last week that I just had, if you don't mind, is that having my ghostwriter here, I think, was the biggest reflection in the growth that I've had of where it is that I am in my life right now, is that when you take a look back of, especially when you're doing a story on your whole life and you look back of where you were as a child, and you look back as you go through that path of certain, and you put it in blocks of different parts of your life, and you look at where the different events happen, monumental events in your life were, and I reflected back on those different blocks in my life, and some of them were really great areas of my life, and I had different areas of my life where, as a child, when I was dancing, that I suffered from horrible eating disorder, which was monumental in starting of a devastation of low self-esteem, low self-worth. And I look at when I was told I could no longer dance anymore. And I remember walking into that orthopedic surgeon's office, and I walked in that orthopedic surgeon's office with an identity, and I walked out of that orthopedic office without an identity. And I suffered that. I started that journey of suffering for years of wondering who I was, and began a journey of silence and a journey of self-destruction for many, many, many years. And while I was sitting there and reflecting and talking with this ghostwriter, there were so many times that I, in my mind, wanted to reach in and tell that young version of myself that you're amazing, you're wonderful, like, you're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And it showed just where I am right now in my life right now, of just how much I've accomplished and how much growth that I've done and how much work I've done in myself. So you're so spot on. But you have to put the key is that you have to be willing to want to put the work in. You have to be willing to face it and own it. If you don't ever own it, you can't ever see the other side.
Hmm. That is so true, because I'm listening to you talk there, and my goodness gracious, hearing where you came from and knowing you, as you are now, my goodness gracious, lady, that was quite a journey. And Kim, before we go any further, I would like for you, if you would be so kind as to share your website, your email address with the folks, and then after that, I want you to tell us a little bit about that Kimberly Minor Network. I mean, the podcast you got going, if you would. So please share that information with us.
Absolutely. I would love to share the EnvisionYouSummit.today, where people can go and register for the upcoming EnvisionYou Own Your Purpose that's coming September 19th. 2020. And my email is Kimberly@holisticliving.life, where you can connect with me. And I've been more than happy to help you in any way and shape, form that I possibly can. And then I also have the Kimberly Minor podcast, Your Best You, which can be found every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2:15 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. It can be found on Facebook and YouTube, and also it is also an audio that can be found on Anchor FM, Spotify, and iTunes.
That's amazing, because I want you to share a little bit more about the Envision You, the webinar coming up for September 20th. How can people out there, especially the ladies, find that? I mean, where would they find that at? I must have missed that.
It's if you go to EnvisionYouSummit.today. Also, it can be the on my Facebook. If you go to on Facebook, I also have the link located on there, which makes it super, super easy to be able to just go in and click right on there, and it takes you right to the page. So if you go to Kimberly Sue Minor on Facebook, I have it right in there, and it makes it super, super easy to be able to click right over.
And you were sharing with us, there was a special person you got coming there. Would you share who that person was, please, or is?
Yeah, we are getting ready to, actually, we're getting ready to make the announcement. So if you all go to Kimberly Sue Minor, there is a, and click on there, we have been asked to wait to have that big announcement on there. So that was sneaky of you, Jim Grant.
I didn't know that. Go ahead though.
Yeah, but the big announcement will be made out on Facebook. So there's a special big announcement that is being made out on that. So
it's a very impressive person. And for you folks out there, just can't wait to find that and wait for the big announcement. Just send me $20 and I'll tell you. How about that?
Yes, it will absolutely blow everybody's. Everyone will absolutely want to be part of this. And you know what? I do not want to underestimate the amazing speakers that we actually, Dr. Karen Perkins is part of the speakers that are going to be there. You know, Dr. Karen Perkins.
So. Oh yeah. Known her for years. Me and Bill both have.
So she's part of the lineup that's on there. So, we have an amazing lineup of speakers that are going to be a part on there. So it's all about owning what your purpose is. And it would be such an amazing event, just to start that ownership of their purposes in life.
And you know, Bill, you know, if the people knew who the person was that coming that you and I know, it would just validate how the credentials and who, you know, Kimberly is and how hard she's worked to come from where she was to where she is today. I mean, that's just, I tip my hat to you, Kimberly. I really do. And Bill, I know you do too, don't you, brother?
Yeah, well, we've had the good fortune of kind of working alongside Kimberly as she's moved forward because she became a member of Speakers Pathway.
Yes.
And because Speakers Pathway supports the show, Kim, talk a little bit about, or maybe we should wait till we come back, about some of the benefits that you have received and how that's helped you accelerate, expand, and do all of the things that you've done because you've accomplished so much. In fact, what's really interesting is you're really just on the launching pad, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we should talk. I think we should talk about that when we come back because I feel like I'm just starting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly, because I tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because Kim is going to share some information with us and Bill and I, we're going to be back with her. And stay tuned because we got to take a 2-minute commercial break. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
Did you know that the average teenager drinks twice as much soda as milk? Since 1983, sugar consumption in the U.S. is up 28%. Why is that? There are several reasons, but one of the most common is soft drinks. 20-ounce beverages have become the norm, and it's not surprising to find that 43% of our sugar comes from drinks. Sugar is blamed for poor nutritional diets. USDA data shows that people whose diets are high in added sugar eat less calcium, fiber, iron, protein, and many other important nutrients. Fat-free foods are also a culprit. Since sugar is fat-free, many people tend to think it's okay to eat as much as they want. Remember that just because a food is fat-free does not mean that it's calorie-free also. For the Fitness Minute, I'm Annette Hammond.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. Also, the 6minutewebinar.com. That's SIXminutewebinar.com. And that thing has been so popular, we've even got an affiliate program set up with it. But most importantly, we got a young lady with us today, Kim Miner. She's been sharing some information with us. She's got a lot going on for her. She's got the Kim Miner podcast, Your Best You. She has the Kim Miner Network. And I tell you right now, and she's also, Bill, we are blessed that she chose to be a member of the Speakers Pathway Coalition, aren't we, brother?
That's so true. With Speakers Pathway being one of the sponsors of the show, it's great to have somebody on like Kim. And there's many people in Speakers Pathway, by the way, that have enjoyed amazing support. And what are like two or three of the factors, Kim, where you feel like Speakers Pathway has helped you accelerate forward? Because you've had such fast growth.
I would say the top three things that Speaker Pathway has done for me is that one is that they really focus in on who you are, of what your strengths are. They figure out who you are as a person and what all your strengths are as that particular person and what it is that you, what your goals are, of what it is that you're trying to accomplish. The second thing is that they're there to guide you on a weekly basis. They take whatever it is that you're working on, and I'm going to go with one of Don's phrases all the time that he always uses, is that, do you want to know how to take what it is that you've done from an A to an A+? And he's always finds a way to encourage you to up your game. And I find with my personality is that when somebody is always looking to encourage me, I don't want to disappoint. And so I'm always looking to find a way to up my game, to come back and say, look at, I made it better. Like, you know, look at, I got that A+, you know, so how's it look now, you know, because I don't want that just that A now, I want that A+. So they have this unique way of helping you find a way to up your game all the time by yourself. The third thing is that, that they bring the whole community together with having this amazing executive board who have a multitude of different talents. And every week they have these Zoom calls and have this talent available to you that are constantly have information that will go over stuff with you so that you can have your questions answered. If you have a problem, how can I help you? How can I give you education on how to work on different areas? Where outside, if you were by yourself, you would have to spend thousands of dollars of taking different classes to be able to try to get that information, or having to figure out where to go on Google to try to figure it out by yourself, and hopefully try to, you know, think that the end product you have looks good enough, where you have all this material available to you in one swoop.
Wow.
I really like that description, Kim, of taking it from an A to an A plus. Mm-hmm. It's such a great way to say it, because with the experience in Speaker's Pathway, and we have executive training directors in there with, I can tell you we have over 200 years of business experience. And for the participants like Kim to be able to get a straight answer into kind of a foggy future as she's going into expansion is what taking it from an A to an A plus looks like, because we've been there. One of us have been there, and we're able to give it points of action steps that allow the members to get there quickly. Right, Kim?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I always have found beneficial to myself is that when I'm working on something or struggling with something, is that either Don or Jim has said to me and probably more Don than Jim, and that's because Don has gotten to know my personality and my strengths and weaknesses, as he'll say, and he knows that I will never back down from a challenge. And he'll say, would you like a challenge? And he knows that I'll never back down from a challenge. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And he'll say, I'd like to challenge you to do and whatever that challenge is. And when that's presented that way, then I always am put up for a challenge to challenge myself to the next level. And that has fast-paced myself to move myself very, very quickly. And then I believe the key so much to the success of how quickly I've gotten through to where I am today, hands down.
Absolutely. And, you know, she mentioned Don McGrath. Don's my good friend. He's my partner. We're the founders of SpeakersPathway.com. And I tell people very openly and very honestly, the best way I can describe Don McGrath to you before you meet him, Don is the friend that you've never met. Because this man is all heart. He's all about giving. We saw a problem that we didn't like, and we knew how others, you know, felt. And so we decided to create something to help people get from where they are to where they want to be, take that A to that A plus, and to be associated with the executive training directors, Mr. Bill Heinrich, who is with us today, and have members like you, Kim, and many others. My goodness gracious, we're just super, super, super blessed. And, it's just like you in your life, Kim, what you've accomplished. And just share with us a few moments how it makes you feel when you've helped someone, you know, get from where they are to where they want to be, or go from an A to an A plus. Would you share that, please?
Oh, well, it is so overwhelming. It just, I feel my cup runneth over on a continuous basis. I had someone on my podcast the other day, and I will quickly share the story, and I'll say it, try to make it a long story very short, is that I was very excited to have this person on my podcast, and I kind of gave this person my backstory, and he said, he says, well, you told me a lot about you, but not about your company. And I said, no, I did. And then we got through the whole podcast and stuff. And then we got done with the podcast, and he started sharing with me about his life and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he started crying. And I was so overwhelmed. And I said, it's okay. And he goes, no, I get you now. And I was just so overwhelmingly touched. Like, I realized just how, what kind of effect of what it is that I'm doing. And I just thought, wow, like, how fortunate am I to get to do what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah. And that's like one of Bill's specialties. And I saw this one time in Colorado Springs. We had a young man out there that had a lot of problems. And Bill said, told him, said, you need to love yourself. And he says, I can't. Bill says, I'm going to love you for you until you can learn to love yourself. And Bill, you just really hit the nail on the head when you talk about sharing love and energy and all that. And I'd like for you to say a few things about that, sir.
Well, we're here to be of service. And what I was actually thinking is, as Kim was sharing and we spoke about Speaker's Pathway, is Kim is really the epitome of Speaker's Pathway in the sense that we're here to help you get your message out and help people. Mm-hmm. We aren't here to make millions of dollars. We have a very fair program, a very fair price, but what we want to see is people like Kim go out and succeed at a very high level because she's helping so many people. And we have other Kims in Speaker's Pathway. And mm-hmm. So for us, it's very exciting. I don't know anybody that's changed as much or grown as fast as Kim.
I agree.
And Speaker's Pathway. But that's what Speaker's Pathway is about, is to support these talented people that really want to accelerate their growth, their expansion, and their business. Right, Kim?
Absolutely. If you are looking to start that really personal journey to really get yourself on a different level, then Speaker's Pathway is the place to be.
Thank you. By the way, Kim.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Jim. I was going to ask.
No, go ahead, Bill.
Because I think we've got a couple minutes left. Mm-hmm. Kim, would you give your information again so that anybody that wants it has it? Email,
absolutely.
Address, website, and such. Thank you.
Absolutely. So the best three ways to get in touch is you can go to the KimberlyMinorNetwork.com, or you can go to EnvisionYouSummit.today, and you can also reach me at Kimberly@HolisticLiving.life.
Thank you. And all these descriptions and everything will be in the description of these websites will be in the description of the show. Next week, our show is going to be on the 6-minute webinar. So we talk a lot about it. Now we're going to put it on the show again. In fact, it's going to be our third show about the 6-minute webinar. We got some great news coming for you. And ladies and gentlemen, as we wind up this hour, we want to thank you for being with us. And if it is your birthday today, as I like to say to people, happy birthday to you. Hope you have a blessed day. Most importantly, all the birthday cakes and all the special desserts that you love, don't let nobody kid you. Those are health food on your birthday. So be sure and treat yourself. Be good to yourself. Love yourself. Tune in next week for the 6-minute webinar show. And thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll catch you later. Bye-bye.